We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
2:44 and 6 seconds. It must be time for a football fix, Gregers. All right, I told you about the Arizona Cardinals. Sam Bradford. When free agency opens tomorrow at 4 p.m. officially, but as we all know, things happen the day before and probably many days before. Actually, when I look at this deal, it kind of does make sense, and I don't blame them. It's 1 year, $20 million, 15 guaranteed. I don't think Sam Bradford will make it through the season. I don't know if he'll make it through a practice, but it's not going to ruin your franchise if you only have him signed for 1 year. What say you, Mosey?
Has any player in league history made more money off of being a hypothetical than Sam Bradford? Hypothetical
no. In sports
purest,
history,
in
no.
In the purest sense, as a number one overall pick, a hypothetical here. What a fleecing he has done.
It's incredible. But do you blame them for taking a chance and then maybe drafting a guy at 15
I guess
as a
not.
Stopgap?
I guess not. No, but it's ridiculous, man, the scam Bradford has going.
It really
it's
is.
It's incredible. It's a racket. Scam Bradford!
Well, as it happens, CBSSports.com has the Cardinals taking Lamar Jackson with the 15th pick. You like it?
Yes, even though I think that might be a little bit of a reach just in general on almost every quarterback in this class, I just want to see somebody actually have the guts to take a guy that, if he's in the right system and is coached well, could be electrifying in this league.
This is Pete Prisco, his mock draft, and he has, if the Browns do this, Bradley Chubb, defensive end, North Carolina State, best player in this draft, Prisco writes, and you can never have a good enough pass rushers. And then he's got them taking Sam Darnold at 4. I'm sorry, if I'm the Browns, I'm taking Saquon Barkley number 1 for a franchise that has blown so many picks, that has ruined itself, by maiming the top of the draft. Just take a guy who's going to please your fan base, who's going to be a star, assuming he stays healthy. I think he's as close to a sure thing as you can get, instead of a defensive end. They took a defensive lineman last year. Take Saquon Barkley. Do you agree?
I've come around to it. I have. They need talent, and either guy represents that, but Barkley represents it in a much different way.
Prisco has the Buffalo Bills making a trade with the Colts and taking Josh Allen at number 3. I love that.
Has the who making a trade?
What, Buffalo Bills? Trade with the Colts?
I'm sorry. I like blacked out there from hearing the Buffalo song like 87. Don't play the damn song. Oh, boy. That's interesting, isn't it? That's an interesting one. You know what would be the real intriguing thing is if you figured out that the Colts were suddenly very sour on Andrew Luck ever having a future and they just straight up took a quarterback right there. That would be the real intriguing move.
He's got the Steelers at 28 taking Vander Esch, the kid from Boise State, the linebacker, could step in and start inside right away for Shazier. To me, that makes more sense than going out into free agency. Give me young, give me fast, give me talented.
What, Hitchens over there with Kansas City, right, set the market now? The Steelers aren't going to go out in free agency and get a dynamic player. They're just not at that position. Give me the draft pick.
Are you in favor of a Lawrence Timmons reunion?
No.
Me
God,
neither.
No.
Me
Why
neither.
Do we do – I'm not saying you. Why do we do
no,
this
No, I was against it. I said yesterday I'm against
–
I know, reunions. People are obsessed with reunions.
I don't get it.
If Jack Ham decided he wanted to play, sign him. Yeah, outside. He's
I
better
mean,
than Bud
people
Dupree,
always talk about
which
how,
he might be, actually. Yeah,
people always talk about how well Mel Blunt has aged, and I seriously believe that some of those people don't just mean it as a compliment when they say he could still play. They're actually pining for it.
Lawrence Timmons was horrible last season. There's an incredible column.
Now you got to go see what he can do in Keith Butler's defense. You know, he'll be closer to Chirpak. He might put a word in for him.
He's old. He's aging quickly. I mean, he's gone. He went from like 29 to 100. He plays like he's 100.
He's close to the magical bad age of 33 like me.
Lastly, Malzahn, and we'll be getting into this quarterback carousel, including Kirk Cousins with a historically impactful deal that he signed today. How will you remember Bill Gay, who will no longer be a Steeler?
One thing, the barking seal celebration with Joey Porter.
I'll remember that, but William Gay was a pretty good player. And the one play that I'll remember from his career, AFC title game against the Jets. Was it Ike Taylor with the sack and Bill Gay with the pickup or the other way around? Now I can't remember. It was Bill Gay picking up the ball.
You'll never forget it, huh?
I'll remember the play. I'll remember that first half. And I'll remember a guy who, late in his career, every time he made an interception, he returned it for a touchdown. A pretty good player from Louisville for a long time and a pretty good citizen as well.
William Gay had a pretty solid career, but is a classic example of why you shouldn't bring back Lawrence Timmons. That's my statement.
Thank you for participating, Malzahn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.